Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome again to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM Radio with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to a programme which will be a real eye-opener, a mind-boggler, imagination-stirrer, heartstring-puller and will-motivator. By the time we've finished, just 30 minutes from now, you will be a wiser, better, changed person. Wow, I can just hear my mother's voice in my head saying, "How many trillions of times have I told you not to exaggerate, son?" Anyway, I hope you enjoy this programme and that it does do something for you. The theme tonight is Epiphany. What is Epiphany, I hear you ask? A good word for winning Scrabble games, I reply. But seriously, this is the season of Epiphany in the Christian calendar, the period which stretches from Christmas to Lent and Easter. See, you've learned something new already. But what does Epiphany mean, I hear you ask? It's a Greek word meaning a revelation or a manifestation. It's when we get an eye-opener and we see things in a new light. Let Chris de Burgh explain about the time he saw his loved one in a new light.
Seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. Have been blind, lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but I hardly. Seen you shine so bright, you were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, it took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but way you look tonight. The lady in red. The lady in red.
That was an epiphany moment, seeing his loved one, whom he'd seen many times before. He thought that he knew everything about her, but he got his eyes opened, and not a little excited as well. Life is full of epiphany moments. That's one of life's great pleasures, and what makes it so exciting. You never know when an epiphany moment is going to hit you next. It could be in the bath, as you count rubber ducks and meditate on your toes. Or should that be the other way round? When all of a sudden you jump up shouting, "Eureka! I see it now! Now I understand! Now I get it!" Epiphanies are eureka moments, penny-dropping moments, when the truth dawns, when you perceive what you're seeing. Best of all is when you see God, or at least the hand of God in something. God is not invisible, it's just that normally we're not very good at seeing him. But for those with eyes to see, there are epiphanies, revelations of him, everywhere we look. For example, look around at the wonderful world of nature and see God's hand in it. John Denver will testify to that. Here he is singing "Children of the Universe."
To us all, to smell the rose's fragrance, to hear the songbird call, to watch the distant moonlight fill the coming of the tides, to understand that life is more than always choosing sides. What can be seen of sailing ships and kings, and some are given feet of clay, some are given wings, some must struggle just to breathe, some have a golden spoon, and some will never leave the nest, while some walk on the moon. That lives within the silent hills is just as rich and beautiful and just as unfulfilled as man with all his intellect, his reason and his choice. Oh, who's to say the nightingale has any less? The dolphins twist and dance and sing to one another. The cosmic ocean knows no bounds for all that live are brothers. The whippoorwill, the grizzly bear, the elephant, the whale, all children of the universe, all weavers of the tale. Dream yourself to sleep. The hawk flies with the morning dove, the lion with the sheep. As far away as you may go, we'll never be apart. It's in your dreams that you will know the seasons of the heart.
You know how in the winter, when you look down at the snow and the ground, you see some stones in the snow. And at first glance you say to yourself, there's some stones in the snow. But then as you keep looking, you notice that the stones seem to outline a picture, a face perhaps, or an object, or an animal. But once you see this outlined picture, no matter how often you turn away and then look back, you keep seeing the same picture. Well, it's the same after an epiphany moment. You never see things quite the same again. You always see things in the light of this new insight. Those who believe in God seem to see him, or at least his hand in everything, while those who do not believe can't seem to see God anywhere. You say to someone, look at these stones in the snow, what do you see? Nothing, they reply. Surely you can see what I see. Look, doesn't it look like whatever it is? No, not to me, they confess. Here's a song about two people standing at the same window, looking out at the same scene, but one sees what he's seeing with the eyes of fear, and the other sees what he's seeing with the eyes of faith. And what a difference it makes. Tell us all about it, Don Francisco.
There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. A king who hated Israel was trying to win a war, but every move he made it seemed that Israel knew before. Now it's not a spy inside our camp, his men explained one day. There's a prophet named Elisha, hears every word you say. They found out where Elisha lived, and the army marched that night. They surrounded all the city by the morning's early light. When Elisha's servant rose, he saw that army all around. And he said, what are we gonna do? They're gonna cut us down. But Elisha told his servant, now don't give in to your fear. Those that are with us are more than all this army here. And Elisha prayed that his servant's eyes would have the sight required. And he saw God's mighty army with its chariots of fire. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The enemy moved toward the town, and Elisha prayed a prayer. Lord, strike them all with blindness, let confusion be a snare. God struck that whole army blind, and he brought them to defeat. The victory he gave that day was total and complete. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The eyes of God search all the earth to find each blameless heart, to show his power and faithfulness, to take his children's part. And though fear is all around you, don't you dare give in, 'cause the battle is the Lord's and he's the one who's gonna win. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see.
That song is taken from the Bible, 2 Kings chapter 6. Elisha's servant saw the horses and chariots of the enemy come to capture his master, and he panicked. Elisha remained calm because he was wearing the bifocal spectacles of faith. He could see the Syrian army in the foreground, but he could also see God's heavenly army in the background, come to protect him. Hence the title of the track, There's More That Stand on Our Side. Wouldn't it be great if in the middle of any crisis, we could lift up our eyes and see our circumstances in a whole new context? especially in the context of God's providence. Here's another epiphany moment recorded in the Bible. This time it's a man called Simeon, an old man who has prayed for years that if possible before he dies, could he please get a glimpse of God's Messiah or Christ, the Saviour of the world promised and prophesied for hundreds of years. When Mary and Joseph walk into the temple carrying the baby Jesus, Simeon knows right away that he has seen the Christ, that his prayer has been answered, and that now he can die in peace, satisfied. Michael Card tells us all about it in this song.
An old man in the temple, waiting in the court, waiting for the answer to a promise. And all at once he sees them in the morning sunshine, a couple coming carrying a baby. Now that I've held him in my arms, my life can come to an end. Light of the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel. Mary and the baby come, and in her hand 5 shekels, the price to redeem her baby. Baby softly cooing, nestled in her arms, Simeon takes the boy and starts to sing. Now that I've held him in my arms, my life can come to an end. Let your servant and the glory of his people, Israel. Ooh. Now's the time to take him in your arms. Your life will never come to an end.
And the greatest epiphany moment is when we look at Jesus and see more than a baby, a carpenter, a preacher, a prophet, a man, a great man, and finally see that he is God Almighty himself, come down to earth to reveal himself. The wise men and the humble shepherds alike took one look at the baby Jesus and fell down worshipping him as their God. Wow! Later, blind people, deaf, lame, paralyzed, even dead people, all healed by Jesus, looked at him with a second look and concluded, he is more than just a man. He is God himself, come down to earth to heal me. I hope you have such an epiphany moment even now, as Michael Card sings about the gentle healer.
The gentle healer came into our town today. He touched blind eyes and the darkness left to stay. But more than the blindness, he took their sins away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word that was all he had to say. And the one who had died just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. Oh, he seems like just an ordinary man, with dirty feet and rough but gentle hands. But the words he says are hard to understand, and yet he seems like just an ordinary man. The gentle healer, he left our town today. I just looked around and found he'd gone away. Some folks from town have followed him, they say, that the gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way.
God reveals himself in all kinds of ways. In nature, the sunrise, the sunset, a rosebud opening to full bloom, Scottish scenery, the birth of a baby. He reveals himself in culture, in lovely music, paintings, poetry, architecture, the work of charities and carers. God reveals himself in science, in inventions, discoveries and breakthroughs. In history, controlling the destinies of individuals and nations. In moral awareness, we feel God's promptings in our conscience, our higher ideals and our aspirations, and in our sense of duty and responsibility. God reveals himself in our personal experience, when we feel the unseen presence, when we discover strength beyond our own strength, and peace that defies the circumstances and the storms that we're in. There are all sorts of general revelation. God broadcasts on many channels. But more than that, there is special revelation when God reveals himself as Jesus of Nazareth, and the Bible which tells us all about it, and the church which exists to preach it and teach it. But what it all boils down to is this: Jesus loves me. This is the greatest epiphany moment any of us can ever have, when we suddenly or gradually discover that Jesus loves me. Jesus, God, loves me. Jesus loves me, little old me. Jesus really loves me, enough to die on a cross for me. Wow. Jesus loves me as if there was only me in the universe to love. Jesus loves me not because I'm so lovely, but because he is so loving. Jesus loves me with a love that will never let me go, never ever. When the penny drops and we cry Eureka, it is life-changing. So go on. Sing it now, along with Michael Card, Jesus Loves Me. And we all love you too at 3TFM. So bye for now, till the next time.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you. I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. How can it be that the only Son of God should care for me, to take away my sin and set me free, to take my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, He loves you too. You can't understand it all, just believe it's true. He'll take away your old heart, give you one that's new. You feel the walls come down as His love comes breaking through. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me.